shook Europe to its core, Donald Trump choppered in for the reopening of his golf course with this bold announcement.
Basically, they took back their country. That's a great thing.
With bagpipers following him and staffers wearing red Made Turnberry Great Again caps, Trump spent less than 30 seconds at the top of his speech addressing Brexit, then another 13 minutes praising the course, from the new sprinklers to the luxury suites.
A lot of people think this will be the greatest par three anywhere in the world.
Afterwards, Trump fielding many questions about Brexit.
Do you think anything you said in the United States influenced voters here in Britain when it comes to leaving the EU?
If I said yes, total influence, they'd all say, that's terrible. His ego is terrible, right? So I will never say that, Tom. But my opinion is that what happened should have happened. They'll control their country and they'll control everything about their country.
Trump also tweeting, they took their country back just like we will take America back. And as the British pound was sinking, Trump was singing.
Look, if the pound goes down, they're going to do more business. You know, when the pound goes down, more people are coming to Turnberry, frankly.
On Wednesday, Trump was less certain about Brexit.
I don't think anybody should listen to me because I haven't really focused on it very much, but my inclination would be to get out.
And today, Hillary Clinton releasing this new video mocking his golf course appearance.
Are you traveling with any of your foreign policy advisors?
Well, I've been in touch with them, but there's nothing to talk about.
David, though Trump is in Scotland for this critical time in Europe's history, this was a scheduled business trip. And tonight, the Trump campaign tells me right now there are no other foreign trips planned before the election. David?
Tom Yamas in Scotland for us tonight. Tom.